Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, earlier this week, Ireland's deposit return scheme began with the aim of encouraging consumers to recycle plastic bottles and aluminium cans. While we'll have to wait to find out if the Irish public embraces this scheme, one entrepreneur who is already recycling on a global scale is Neil Skeffington from Novelplast. Neil, who has also been named as one of Ireland's top innovators, joins us now to take us inside his large-scale operation. Neil, where did you get the idea for Novelplast?
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me. So I'm a polymer engineer by trade, trained about 20 years ago in Athlone, and funnily enough, recycling was never part of the course in Athlone. So I spent the first 10 or 12 years of my career happily making plastics, and literally I was working in a company that was making a million tons a year of plastic, and I knew that very, very little of it was getting recycled. And as I kind of progressed in my career, I kind of became slowly horrified at the amount of plastics we were putting out there, and there was just mountains of it everywhere. So that gave me the idea for where we are today, to come up with some novel ideas to recycle materials that typically don't get recycled.
And your business certainly lives by the motto that one man's waste is another man's treasure. So what is Novelplast all about?
We're recyclers at heart. I typically use the analogy of an iceberg whenever we try to describe what we do. So the 10% that you see above the water is your bottle recycling. It's the sexy side of it that people see and is tangible. Whereas there's a huge mountain of material that do not get recycled. There's byproducts, there's waste materials, and all this post-industrial material, and we try to find ways to recycle materials that don't get recycled. So it's not the easiest job in the world, and people ask me, well, why isn't anybody else doing what you're doing? And it's because it's hard, you know. We've had to learn as we go here. We say that every day is a school day in Novelplast, because we get new materials in all the time. There's a lot of people interested in what we're doing, and they send us materials from all over the world to see if we can do anything with it. And all the materials are different, and they all pose different challenges to us, and we need different methods and how we blend them together, and how we make a pellet out of those materials can be quite different from day to day. So keeps it interesting, but keeps it challenging as well.
Provide us with an insight into some of those novel materials that you are recycling and the production process which follows.
Yeah, so there's a huge variation. We take materials from factories where we take all their startup waste, so there's big, huge lumps of plastic that typically ends up in landfill if we don't take it. We take the byproducts from bottle recycling plants. We take the stuff that they don't want. We bring it in from the US. We bring it in from all over Europe. We bring it in from Asia. Typically a lot of that stuff would end up getting incinerated if we didn't take it. Because it's contaminated, there might be aluminium in it, there might be sand or glass or whatever it might be. And then more closer to home, we work with a lot of distillery companies where every label that goes on a bottle, there's a backing film in that that's made out of PET polyester. We work with these companies to separate these waste streams on site. And then we pay them for those materials, as opposed to the typical model in Ireland in waste, is that everything is waste and you pay a waste company to come and take it. Whereas we try and work with them. We create a value for the material because they're separating and we don't have to do the hard work. And that has stood as well, but it has been difficult because Ireland has a long way to go when it comes to the circular economy.
And I'm just thinking from a weight to value perspective, you're importing a lot of materials from all over the world. So how does that work?
Correct. We work with materials that have quite a low value. So it allows us to import materials from far and wide. Obviously, there's a carbon footprint involved in it, but if we are importing materials from the US or from Asia, we typically try and work with materials that would end up being incinerated or burnt, as the case may be. That's how we've tried to decide on what materials to process here. So we work with companies again to keep them separated. They ship them in 20-foot or 40-foot containers to us here in Ireland, and we work with them here. We do a huge amount of work in the lab. We invest a lot in innovation here and R&D, to develop new ways to work with a lot of these materials. As I said, we learn every day. We come up with new methods every day. We do a lot of innovation products. Our projects with companies here in Ireland and with the universities here in Ireland. There's a long way to go.
And how do you treat the contaminated waste?
So there's lots of different types and levels of contamination. And what we're trying to do here, I suppose, is it's traditionally called recycling, but we actually upcycle a lot of the materials that come in here because they would end up being landfilled or incinerated. So there's different levels of contamination. And what we do is everything that comes in here, every bale and every bag, we grade it in the lab. We test it for contamination. We test it for mechanical properties. We test the colour of it. And every day we would put blends together for what we can put together to make a pellet that suits the product that it will end up in. So our product either ends up in food packaging, or it ends up in fibre, which would then be turned into bedding products like duvets, pillows, your mattress, seating products, car parts. Literally, I can guarantee you that practically everyone in the country has touched some of our plastic somewhere along the way. And just hasn't realised it. It's a challenge to grade the different levels of contamination, but it's something we've become good at over the years.
And from an environmental perspective, what impact does novel plast have?
So we recycle, last year we recycled about 18,000 tonnes of PET plastic, approximately 60% of which would end up in landfill or incineration.
Neil, novel plast sounds like a capital intensive business. So how much of an investment have you made in equipment there?
Since we started in 2019, we've invested about €6 million in capital equipment here. We're in quite an old building, so we recycled the building, I suppose, we're in as well. But there was about €2.5 million then on top of that spent on the building here before we moved in. So it is. It's very capital intensive. It's energy intensive. It's human intensive as well. But we can, because we innovate all the time and trying to find new materials, we can pay for ourselves here. The life of a recycler is more of a roller coaster, but it's interesting.
Last year, you were shortlisted for the EY Entrepreneur of the Year programme. What did you learn from that experience, and how did it benefit the business?
What did I learn from the experience? I met some super people through it. There was 23 finalists this year. And I think most people, when they go into it, I remember going to the first gig and I was thinking to myself, what do entrepreneurs wear? Do you know, what face should you act in front of them? And do you know, funny enough, I found out that they wear exact same things as I do. And they like to have the crack, and you're meeting like-minded people. We had an amazing year. We went to Singapore for a week in May. And there's just the program is just, it's really special. There's money can buy most things in the world these days, and that's one thing it can't buy is to get you into that Entrepreneur of the Year, the alumni. You become part of a group of 400 and something people who are the finalists from the last 20 years or so. And you have a WhatsApp group, and you have resources, and you have mentoring. And like, I've made friends in it this year who are finalists this year who will be friends for life. We've our own WhatsApp group, which is a private WhatsApp group, which I can't discuss, obviously. But it's just been such a rewarding experience for me professionally. But also personally as well, because like when you're running a business, as you know yourself, you're in the trenches a lot of the time, and you kind of lose sight that there are other people out there who are going through the same thing as you are, and you come out of it stronger. And that really reinforces that, and it you hear horror stories about how people have been. They've literally been at rock bottom. They've been out of money, and something weird or wonderful that will happen where they can make the next paycheck. And then, you know, it's just it fills you with optimism that no matter how bad business is going, that you know you knuckle down and you get on with it. And it's just been a fantastic experience for me.
Well, that's a great endorsement for the EY Entrepreneur of the Year programme. Separately then, you have been recognised as one of Ireland's top innovators. So what is your approach to innovation?
Even though we're a small business, we invest a huge amount into innovation and R&D. We installed a new lab last year that cost $350,000. We put in equipment that replicates what our customers do on a smaller scale. So when we get new materials in, we can have a look and see how it reacts whenever our customers might run it. And our key really is just to keep innovating and keep investing. It's there's nothing cheap about what we do here. You know, it's like it all takes money. I've never taken anything out of the business apart from a salary. And really, we keep investing in what we do. We've a long way to go in the circular economy to try and improve what we do. So people talk about ESG and like the social side of it is huge for us. We're out there and educating people as much as we can about plastics and recycling. I shout and I moan and whinge about it quite a lot and about the systems that are currently in place in Ireland. We just need to get the message out there that there are better ways to do things, and hopefully the government will put those systems in place.
And I'm also aware that you have a couple of exciting plans for the business there that you can discuss with us this morning.
About a year ago, I started a process to bring in some investment. So, we've been on this journey for 4 or 5 years now, and it has grown to a point where we put a second production line in at the end of 2022, which cost about $2.5 million to install. It has taken us to a different level in terms of the amount of material that moves through this factory and what's required to run the business. So I set out to raise some investment so we could keep growing. When you're growing a business, you never have money in the bank. And we've been doubling our sales every year, and we have never had money in the bank. Like, every month is a struggle in here, even though like we turn over. I think we did about 17 million last year. We'll hopefully do somewhere starting with a 2 this year, and we'll be on track to do that already. But you never have money in the bank when you're growing. So the idea was to bring in some people with deep pockets. So we are very, very close to closing that at the moment. We're through due diligence. We will hopefully have something to announce in the next couple of weeks, but it's a nice investment. And our plan is to grow our footprint here in Ireland, in County Meath, but also to look for some acquisitions outside of Ireland, whereby we can bolt on the technology that we have here and use our know-how to do what we do in other countries. We're looking at a couple of acquisitions in the US already, and probably something in Europe and maybe the Middle East over the next 5 to 6 years. And I think my vision is to get to 100,000 tons a year of recycled plastic by 2028, we'll hopefully have the funds that will allow us to do that, but also the expertise and to help us to run the business and the people that we're bringing on board. They're a deep green impactor, our impact fund, so they only invest in projects like this, like recycling, where there's a tangible benefit to the environment. So they know what they're doing. They will improve what we do. We will start reporting on sustainability and stuff. So it'll be good. It'll be good for the business, good for me. I might live longer now that I have someone to help me to come in and run the business. It'll take a load off for sure and put some money in the bank, which will be fantastic. Something we've never seen before, Carl.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Neil Skeffington from Novel Blast, and it's great to see such an impactful business continuing to grow.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.